Thanksgiving this year, which is where we offer the opportunity for folks to purchase to make donations towards different organizations as gifts instead of buying physical gifts for people. So we are meeting, and we will be looking for a team of people to help us out each Sunday through the month of December to be selling those gifts for alternative giving. So if you're interested in coming and being part of that conversation, or if you're interested in donating a Sunday or two during the month of December, we would love to have you there and tell you more about how it will work and how you can participate. It's a nice sort of short-term way to be able to give back to the church.
And if you can't come to the meeting today on the short notice, please just see Jenny. She's teaching Sunday school this morning, but see Jenny and let her know you're interested, and we can fold you into that.
Anything else?
Nope, you're not. It has to go as loud as you are, Steve.
Rhode Island Civic Crown Orchestra has its first concert of the season the first Saturday of December, which I think is the 3rd. What's about 3 weeks or thereabouts from now. Cathedral of St. Peter's and Paul's. We're doing the Bach Christmas Oratorio. And it's a marvelous piece, and it's a rough paraphrase that somebody said one time, that either if you didn't believe in God or you didn't feel the Spirit of God, before listening to Bach, you can't listen to Bach without feeling that. So I have $20 singer reduced tickets. Andrew, who's floating around here somewhere, probably has them as well. I have them with me today, but you could get in touch with either of us at any point before that performance. Thank you.
This is a toss-up between an announcement and a joy and concern, but many people in the wake of the elections are wearing safety pins to show their solidarity with people of color and other religions who may be victims of assault of some sort or another. So I brought a few from my collection. If anybody would like to wear a safety pin, please see me after the service.
Let us join together in the call to worship as we enter to our time to worship God. It is God who rescues the weak and the needy and delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you belong all the nations.
Let us worship God.
Thank you.
The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God with confidence. So in faith and in penitence, let us confess our sin before God and one another. We'll approach first with silent prayers of confession and then join in the unison prayer. Let us pray. God of consuming fire, treat us not as we deserve through the folly of our misdeeds. We are misled by arrogance as we boast of our goodness. We look with disdain on those less fortunate and ignore the poverty of our own souls. Claiming to be among the mighty, we favor those gifted with similar strength.